Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now to talk about that and college football cruising along. Week 9, it's already started. Western Kentucky's already bowl eligible. Think about that. We're just talking about the start of the season, and there's a team that's already bowl eligible. It's not Maryland yet. We'll get into that tomorrow. But joining us now to talk about what's happening in the world of the pigskin pro style and upcoming draft, you know, because that's never ending. From CBSSports.com, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. It's our buddy and yours, Ryan Wilson. Ryan, good afternoon. What's up?
Good afternoon, guys. How's it going?
It's going all right. And look, I apologize. I saw this thing popping up on social media. It's like these dopey cartoons. They're like the figures are almost like South Park, where it was Mike McDaniel talking to Tyreek Hill, whose leg was like bent in the wrong direction, and Tua's eyes are crossed because they're assuming that he's like now a dimwit because of the multiple concussions, and McDaniel had like white powder under his nose. I mean, pick up the hint there. But in real life, they're bad. And they got housed by Cleveland. Ravens will see them next Thursday. The clock seems to be ticking on McDaniel, but why is Ross so slow to pull the trigger on the inevitable here and getting rid of a guy who 2 years ago was quirky and fun? Now it's just like he's totally lost control of everything there with the Dolphins.
Yeah, that's just how quickly things can change in terms of when everything's funny and makes sense. And once you start losing games and losing them in the fashion they lose, and, you know, sort of furthering the reputation that they're soft when the weather isn't South Florida weather, things get real, real quick. I think Stephen Ross, the owner, is slow to make a move. According to reports, he wasn't trying to make changes in the middle of the season, heading into the season. So he had an inclination that maybe things weren't going to go the way that we all thought they were going to go because, you know, the offseason or last season ended with Tyreek Hill sort of complaining about his role and then, you know, no longer being the captain, then having to apologize and Tua having to talk about that. And that doesn't sound like a locker room that's cohesive or on the same page or has someone in a leadership position putting these guys in the position they need to be in order to make plays. And when you watch them play, man, it looks like a bunch of guys that don't want to be out there. Whether that's real or imagined, the results speak for themselves. You cannot lose to the Cleveland Browns under any circumstances or the weather conditions in the manner in which they lost that game. I mean, Tua got benched, saw Quinn Ewers. Tua's still going to play, but what does that mean? It feels like it is unraveling in real time and at a pace that is not sustainable. And by that, I mean, it's hard to fathom where Mike McDaniel's going to keep his job once the new year rolls around.
Now, Ryan, what about, is Buffalo's defense good enough to keep them in it?
It's fun. I mean, it's crazy that we're having this conversation, right? Because the way, well, I mean, week one feels like it was 20 years ago now.
No,
Ravens
no
had
question.
That game one. Everyone was healthy, and, you know, Josh Allen was doing Josh Allen things, and then it felt like Josh Allen was going to be able to carry this team no matter who was playing on defense to the promised land. And they've sort of come back to earth on both sides of the ball, and it turns out Josh Heupel is still human, but human at a pretty high level, but he can't overcome everything. And, you know, the Ravens don't want to hear about people talking about the injuries, but the Bills have had some injuries on that side of the ball defensively. They haven't had their first-round pick play at all. Maxwell Harrison, who I think is the window's now open for him to come back. I don't know is the short answer, because we've seen teams play really well against the Buffalo Bills that most of us thought they were going to get blown out. I mean, the Patriots went up there and stuck it to them and looked unafraid. And I think once you remove that allure of invincibility from a team like Buffalo, then other folks are like, oh, I see how this is. And I think there should be some real concerns, and I think the bye week came at the right time for them. But this AFC field is wide open as it's felt in a long time.
Hey, Ryan, I was telling Bob this morning, I think that the AFC North, the division winner is going to have 9 wins.
Yeah, and I'm trying to do the math. I mean, the Bengals, Joe Flacco's playing. Again, I thought Tomlin was half tongue-in-cheek calling out Andrew Berry. Turns out he wasn't wrong. Like, that is a wild thing to do in your division, and then Joe Burrow comes out there. I mean, Joe Flacco plays the way he did. But if you're holding on for dear life with Joe Flacco throwing jump balls to Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, and the defense can occasionally make a play, and that's maybe a huge ask, and you get Joe Burrow back in December, there's no reason to think that they can't be right in the mix with everyone else in that division. And I even include the Cleveland Browns, because this feels really wide open, as there's not a lot of good football being played right now in the AFC North.
Well, the thing that's shocking is, you know, I mean, when have you ever heard, Ryan, that, all right, the Ravens don't compete hard, and the Steelers' defense sucks. Sure.
It's crazy. I was talking to Nolan about this before coming on, just how quickly things have changed. And remember, I was saying this as loud as anyone this summer. I after they drafted Malachi Starks, I said, this defense almost feels unfair on paper. There's no antidote to injuries. I mean, Matabike's done for the year. They've struggled to get the edge rushers out there. They traded Adafe Owe, and it just, you know, you talked last week about some of this is on the defensive coordinator, but I could not have envisioned a situation where the Ravens currently find themselves, because exactly, I mean, Tomlin got there in 07, Harbaugh got there in 08, and every year those two have pretty much duked it out. At least when you're talking about defenses setting the tone and slapping each other around, and you do not see that in the AFC North now. The best defense is not even close as Cleveland, and they just can't muster scoring points.
Yeah, and they can't play on the road. That's one of their biggest problems. Hey, now, Ryan, how about the NFC West? I mean, the Rams are good, Seattle's good, and San Francisco, they overcome everything, and they just keep winning.
So think about this. So San Francisco doesn't have their top three receivers. They're starting Mac Jones. They lost Bosa. They lost Warner. They sent out a bunch of guys in the secondary who no one who knew who they were outside of their family members, and they just find ways to win football games at 5-2. Seattle's doing it a little differently, and I think, obviously, Mike McDonald, who you guys know, excuse me, deserves a lot of the credit for that. But Sam Darnold continues to ball out, and I say it every week. I wonder if Minnesota's like, yeah, you know what, maybe we missed the boat on that one. The Rams are fun. Matthew Stafford seems – like he's going to play forever, and that defense is really good. And I think the biggest question is, you know, do we want to say this part out loud? Jacoby Brissett's probably playing better than Kyler Murray and gives him a better chance.
No question.
They should have beaten the Packers. But I don't know how that's going to work when you talk about contracts and all that other stuff. But that is a really fun division with a lot of high-level football. And I do wonder about Jonathan Gannon's long-term future just because they can't figure out that quarterback situation.
All right, Ryan, over to the college stuff. Now, we need to know, well, we can talk about the top quarterbacks, but we need to know offensive tackles and pass rushers or D-tackles right now, because I think right now the Ravens are, what, picking second?
They're Bob? Top five. Yeah.
What a time to be. It feels like, 1996 where they got the tackle and Ray Lewis, the two Hall of Famers. Yeah, so the tackle class is pretty deep. And Spencer Fano, the Utah tackles are both going to get drafted probably in the first round. Spencer Fano is a right tackle. Caleb Lum is a left tackle. Fano's a little more technically sound and refined. Caden Proctor, everyone knows, the huge left tackle out of Alabama. The issue is going to be, can he control his weight? Miami has a right tackle, Mau Noah, who's going to start day one, maybe kicks inside a little bit. So the tackle situation should be pretty good, especially at top three. You could even trade down as we sit here in the middle of October and get a tackle and get some other picks. Edge rusher, there's no Abdul Carter in this class. Reuben Bain Jr. is playing out of his mind, the edge rusher for Miami. Here's the issue. He's 6'2". He's 275, which is all fine. His arms are probably going to be 31 max. So that's going to give some teams serious pause. There are going to be a handful of other guys that could certainly find their way into the first round. And then defensive line, Peter Woods out of Clemson is at the top of the list. Amari Washington out of Oregon is a specimen. He reminds me a little bit of Matt Ibike, but he's just not where he needs to be technically yet. He's only a junior, but athletically, good luck finding one somewhere athletic. And then Caleb Banks is the big defensive lineman from Florida who's been banged up for most of this year. The great thing about picking third, you're going to get someone. So that's the good news. The bad news is you're picking third for a reason.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Ryan, last thing for you tomorrow night. Minnesota's at the Chargers here. Both teams have had injuries. McCarthy and Aaron Jones have banged up there. The Chargers have lost all their running backs. Who's this a bigger game for? Neither's toast per se, but which one might be looking at a playoffless season unless they start turning things around here?
I think it's a bigger game for the Chargers. And in part because Jim Harbaugh has been able to keep the Chargers from charging, which is what they typically do right around this time of year, where they go into the tank and lose games they shouldn't. We've seen leaks in the dam, so to speak, in terms of the Chargers reverting back to their way. So I think they have to use this as a get-right game. They got steamrolled last week, but, you know, the unbeatable Colts and Daniel Jones is the reason why. So I think this is important for them. And they got to find a way to protect Justin Herbert, but everyone on that offensive line keeps getting hurt. Forget about the run game. But they have some things working in the pass game. Aronde Gadsden went off and went for over 160 yards, I think, the rookie tight end. So I'm putting more on the Chargers in terms of using this game as a launching pad for the second half of the season.
Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Ryan, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, guys.
There's Ryan Wilson, everybody. We'll come back. Vinny's film breakdown of the Bears defense. Stick around for that. Hopefully we'll have an attendance report from what's happening out there at One Winning Drive. And by the way, the cartoon was NFL Riot Comedy. It's a riot. It's kind of adult-oriented, though, so we'll proceed with caution.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.